And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. What if I told you back in the year 2000 that starting the 2024 college football season, Nebraska, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Maryland, and Rutgers would be in the Big Ten. Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, and Missouri were in the SEC. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, BYU, Houston, UCF, West Virginia, TCU, and Cincinnati are playing in the Big 12. Colorado went to the Pac-12 and came back. Oh, yeah, Pac-12's dead as a Power 5 conference. You might have thrown me in a mental institution, but that's exactly where we are today. Late Friday afternoon, college athletics as we've known it ceased to exist. Oregon and Washington joined UCLA and USC in leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. That'll start next year. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah peaced out of the Pac-12 for the Big 12. So if you're keeping score at the moment, Big Ten has 18 teams. Big 12 is at 16 along with the SEC. The ACC exists with 14 teams, and there's four left out west in the Pac-12. Preseason coaches poll was released 2 weeks ahead of week zero, 3 weeks before the unofficial start of the season on Labor Day weekend. To no one's surprise, two-time defending national champion Georgia is the resounding choice as the number one team. Dogs received 61 of the 66 available first-place votes. Michigan's number two, Alabama third. They got four of the other five first-place votes. Ohio State checked in fourth. They got the other first-place vote. LSU's fifth, USC sixth, Penn State seventh, Florida State eighth, Clemson ninth, Tennessee rounds out the top 10. First Big 12 team is Texas at number 12. TCU's 16, Kansas State 17, OU 19, and Texas Tech is 24th. At the poll extended all the way out, Oklahoma State starts the season at number 43. U.S. Women's National Soccer Team just finished up their worst ever performance in the World Cup in Australia this weekend. USA narrowly made the knockout stage after a tie against Portugal, then saw their cup run come to an end with a shootout loss to Sweden. The lasting image from this World Cup for the USA will be purple-headed Megan Rapinoe sending her penalty kick over the crossbar in a final moment on Team USA. She's going to be remembered for multiple reasons. I personally always remember her as the face of the destruction of the women's national team. The disgrace that she's caused this team had people openly rooting against Team USA, and it's hard to believe considering the joy that that team provided the country back in 1999. Good riddance, Megan Rapinoe. Hopefully the next version of Team USA can get back to those roots that endured the team to the country just 24 short years ago. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.